time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Carrie Richardson. And, you know, right around the corner is that Helper Electric Light Parade. That's going to be the third and fourth. That's for another interview. Carrie and her group have kicked off the Christmas celebration, shall we say, the last little while up at Helper, Utah's Christmastown. And this weekend, we've got the Christmas Craft Fair that's going to kick everything off. Starts Friday at 4 o'clock, goes on Saturday from 10 to 5. And, of course, all the great things are going to be there. Goodies, crafts for Christmas. They'll have food. They'll have entertainment, all kinds of fun stuff. So we're going to get in and talk with Carrie about this. And just we're going to kick off the Christmas season. Carrie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty well, I must say, for the shape I'm in. Let's put it that way. Now, you're going to have all the good stuff going on at this craft fair this year. Now, did you have the craft fair last year? Was it scaled back, or how did that work?
We actually did not have it last year, so we are super excited to be able to do it this year again.
And you got to make up for it now.
Oh, yeah.
So
people have been waiting for it, so I hope that we have a good turnout just because people are excited to get back out and come to the craft fair.
Right, and as you were saying, we were talking off the phone, as far as craft booths, you are full. Everybody's ready to go and excited to start selling some stuff, right?
Yes, we are full, and we are excited, and we have a lot of fun booths going on.
And so give us an idea of what kind of booths we're going to see there, just a couple of them, a few of them.
So we're going to have the Cheese Ball Lady. I know if people have been to the craft fair in the past, they know what I'm talking about. So come on out for those. I know we're going to have clothing, Christmas gifts, wood crafts. We've got jewelry. I mean, there's going to be some fun and unique booths this year at the craft fair. And so we're really excited about it. I wish I had my list with me so I could give you all the names of those that are going to be there. But some of your favorites, if you've been before, are going to be there.
And as we were saying, this really is a kickoff for the Christmas celebration up there in Helper that will kind of culminate on the 3rd and 4th, I believe, with the Electric Light Parade. And you guys get to kick it off this year, and you've done it right because you're also going to have all kinds of fun entertainment. Now, do you have some of the lists of the entertainment that's going to be there?
I do. We have some of our local Helper favorites that come used to come. We didn't have it last year, but they've been favorites for the past years. Is the Helper band and the Helper choir from the middle school. We'll have the Encore Dance Studio. We'll have Dance Technica. We'll have a new singing group that's coming out, so that'll be a good surprise. We'll have Sally Morrow Singers from the elementary school in Helper. We'll also have some, the royalty, like the Carbon County royalty and the Castle Valley royalty, and those are just to name a few, but we have both days booked full with entertainment, so make sure that you guys come out and support your local entertainment and groups here. They're so excited to come perform for us.
I was glad to hear that the Sally Morrow Singers will be there. It's not a holiday unless I hear the Sally Morrow Singers, to be totally honest with you.
I know, right? The last, 20-some years, we've had the Sally Morrow Singers, and they do an amazing job.
They really, really do. And then, also coming back this year, you'll have the concessions will be open, and you said this year it's going to be run by?
Marcia's Sandwich Shop from Helper, so we're excited about that, too.
So they'll be in there cooking and, selling their food. Go get a burger. Go get whatever you want. They make so many great things at Marcia's Sandwich Shop. So they'll be in there and running concessions and taking care of your food. They'll also have, and as you were saying, you might be able to just wander around and maybe sample some of the stuff before you buy them.
I know the Cheese Ball Lady does that.
I was going to say, don't get too carried away with the Cheese Ball Lady, though, but,
We bring our pretzels with us to the fair because we want to be prepared for those cheese balls.
You never know what you're going to run into, right?
Yep.
All right, Carrie, once again, let's talk about it. Give us the dates, the times, and where everybody can go and have a good time this weekend.
All right, so we're kicking off the Utah Christmas Town festivities with the Christmas Craft Fair, which is this Friday, November 19th, from 4 to 8, and Saturday, November 20th, from 10 to 5. So come on out and have some fun with us.
And go see them down there. Once again, you'll have all kinds of entertainment, food, and get your Christmas started early. Get your Christmas shopping started a little early this year. And you know, what better way than to shop local? Shop local this year and go check these guys out. They do some great, great stuff. Carrie, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. And thank you so much for putting this together for as many years as you guys have. It's always a lot of fun up there at the Helper Auditorium when it comes to the Christmas Craft Fair. Carrie, once again, thank you and have fun and be careful. Don't eat too many pretzels, I guess, is my only advice I can give you.
We'll try not to, but yeah, we're way excited, and we can't wait to see everyone.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Carrie Richardson. She is in charge of the Christmas Craft Fair going on this weekend up in Helper at the auditorium. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.